All of the attention on the Chicago Bears wide receivers, or lack thereof, has really overshadowed Cole Kmet, helped him fly under the radar quite a bit this offseason. And I think his performance this season is going to be absolutely critical to what the Chicago Bears are able to do or not do on offense.
You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
This is Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I'm here to bring you your daily, in-depth Chicago Bears news and analysis. You can follow me on Twitter at CoxSports1. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Bears. You can like Locked On Bears on Facebook. Join the Locked On Bears Facebook group for even more Bears talk. And make sure you hit that subscribe button on the Locked On Bears YouTube channel to keep up with all of our video podcasts as well. Thanks for making Locked On Bears your first listen today and hopefully every day. On the show today, we dive into Cole Kmet and why his performance, his development, his role in this offense are going to be so critical for not only Justin Fields' success, but this team as a whole. We'll hear from offensive coordinator Luke Getsy about the tools he's seeing in Cole Kmet and why they're counting on him to be a potential breakout type player for them and some of the different ways they might be using him a little bit differently. We'll hear from Cole Kmet specifically on the areas he's seeing himself improving now entering this third season of his career and why he's confident in his ability to take another step forward this season. And we'll kind of figure out bigger picture why he's so important to this offense and what his role in particular will be and why that role is what's so important. It's weird to feel like the number one tight end in an offense is being overlooked, but it's just so much of the attention is it's Darnell Mooney and who's going to be then the number two, number three, number four wide receivers, Byron Pringle, Velus Jones, Equanimeous St. Brown, all in that rotation, that battle right there. And Kmet has kind of been one of the few, you know, known commodities. I mean, we know what's going on at running back. We know what's going on at tight end. And we know what's going on at quarterback. And everything else has been a little bit up in the air. But Kmet is still part of this development and growth process. And we still want to see him continue to get better and be better. But as he has continued to play well at Bears training camp and earn the praise of his coaches, it's becoming more crystallized for me specifically that he is going to be really important for this offense. And not just purely because he's the number one tight end and he's going to play a lot of snaps, but specifically as a part of this new scheme with Luke Getsy and the things the Bears want to do on offense to make Justin Fields' job easier. And already I think you're seeing this coaching staff see that progress even from just when they got here, from when they saw him on tape last year to this to now at training camp and him taking their coaching and seeing some different ways that he might be able to make a bigger impact this season.
What do you see when you compare the Cole Kmet that you have on the field right now versus the film that you would have analyzed when you came in? What do you see that he's added?
I think Cole is still young in his career, and he has a lot of really cool tools. I think he's starting to learn how to use them. I think you talk about a guy that we hope can do a lot of different things. We've lined him up wide. We let him do some routes outside. We brought him in tight. We're putting him in line and making him block the big boys up front too. And I think the cool part about him is that he can do all that stuff really well. He's got to get better at just about everything because I think he's on the brink right now of taking his game to another level. So I'm hopeful that by the time we get through this camp, he's ready to be a rock star for us because we're going to need him to be.
So Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator there, he's not coming out with some over-the-top praise of like, yep, Cole Kmet, big breakout incoming, get ready, 1,000-yard tight end, draft him on your fantasy team type of exuberance. No, but a certain cautious optimism and also expressing a certain need for Cole Kmet to be a big factor in this Bears offense. I think we can be realistic about what his ceiling is and isn't. We know he can do even more than what he did last season, but we can also keep in mind that, for example, if you're thinking production-wise, only three tight ends in the NFL broke 1,000 yards last season, and Cole Kmet is not at the Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Kyle Pitts level, although Mark Andrews from the Ravens maybe wasn't the guy we anticipated leading the NFL among tight ends in receiving yards and catches, but that was more a product of the opportunities that he had in that Ravens offense. No one's putting Cole Kmet in that category just yet, but there's some room to step up into a bigger and better role in this Bears offense. And Getsy talked there about, you know, they're lining him up in some different ways, putting him out wide sometimes in the slot, in line, in the backfield, and giving him a lot of different opportunities to show what he can do and get some of those matchups. And at practice, we've heard seemingly every couple of days of practice, we hear about a big catch from Cole Kmet going up over the middle of the field, usually intermediate to deep down the middle of the field in coverage against Jaquan Brisker or Eddie Jackson or whoever it might is, and making some really big plays. And that being particularly encouraging going up against what is right now the strength of this Bears defense is that secondary. I mean, the last few days or so, there have been a lot of injuries keeping guys out of the lineup all over, but generally between Gordon and Johnson and Jackson and Brisker, like that's where a lot of the strength of this Bears defense is right now. And that's a lot of the group, the safeties in particular, but also Nick Morrow at linebacker. It ends up being where Cole Kmet is going at these practices. We've known from the beginning in Komet's career that tight ends tend to come out a little bit slow more often than not. Kyle Pitts this last season, much more the exception than the rule as far as rookie tight ends. It usually takes a couple of seasons for tight ends to really get up to speed. And even last season, Cole Kmet's second year, 612 yards on 60 catches, made him 12th among tight ends in receiving yards. So by that measurement, a top 12 tight end. He was also 12th in catches, as it turned out. So it's along the right path there for Cole Kmet. It's getting him in that process of slowly developing into a bigger and bigger role. The touchdowns were missing, but a lot of that was about how many touchdown opportunities he had. And there were other flaws in his game, and not that opportunity was purely the issue there, but there's that reason to think, okay, year one to year two had that step, year two to year three, new offense, more preparation, more practice with Justin Fields, perhaps a better system around them could be bigger for that year three. And in particular, I think this system is going to be what's critical for that. We'll go into why Cole Kmet's role is going to be so important for Justin Fields in this offense. And we'll hear from Cole Kmet himself on some of the different things he's been trying out, some of the new ways he's been going about it, and the tools he's having some real fun with at practice next on Locked On Bears. The Locked On Bears podcast is brought to you by our friends at Built Bars, the makers of the world's best tasting protein bars in whatever form. They've got Built Bars that are delicious, Built Puffs taste like chocolate covered marshmallows, they got Built Granola Bars as well. Whatever your preference, they're all delicious. They come in a bunch of great flavors. They're all soft, easy to chew, covered in 100% real chocolate. But most importantly, every Built product is low sugar, low calories, high fiber, and high protein. It tastes like a candy bar, but it's got all the nutrients of a protein bar. It's good for you. It satisfies my sweet tooth without giving me those extra calories or sugar that I just don't need, right? You get the candy bar treat without the candy bar feeling in your stomach, the sugar overload. And with a bunch of great flavors, I'm in love with cookie dough chunk right now, where you actually get pieces of cookie dough and it's still good for you. It sounds too good to be true, but when you try it for yourself, I promise you will be a believer. Head on over to built.com, use our promo code LOCKED15, and you're going to get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Physically, Cole Kmet can do a lot of different things on the field for the Chicago Bears, and that's where so much of the value in this offense is going to come from. Understanding that maybe physically he can't do some of the same things that Kyle Pitts and Travis Kelce can do. He's just not, you know, that elite speed type of player, but he's big, he's strong, you know, he's got big hands that he can reel in some catches, and he can run a little bit. He's not gonna be outrunning cornerbacks or whatever down the field, but it's not like he's not a slow tight end by any means. But there is, to some extent, a physical limitation for pretty much all tight ends, right? There's a reason they play tight end and not wide receiver. But he can still be enough to separate and to work downfield if he has the proper technique behind it. And that's been part of this slower developing process. It's just a lot harder to separate from linebackers and safeties in the NFL than it is at college, especially with some of the freak speed athletes at linebacker and at safety, really, that we see in the NFL now. He gets a good dose of that at practice with not right now, Roquan Smith, but previously Roquan Smith. And then Nick Morrow is also one of the faster linebackers in the NFL, so he's going to be well-tested through training camp there. Plus, Brisker and Jackson have been playing well at practice, and we know what kind of talent those guys are capable of showing. But for Komet, it's been about expanding that repertoire of his a little bit more at practice. And like the tools that Luke Getsy talked about there in the first segment, Komet was able to expand upon those a little bit in his own press conference.
Well, is there anything you've learned from this new staff about your game that you didn't maybe recognize before that they've been able to kind of bring out of you? Because they're kind of
using you everywhere. Yeah. I think what's been really good with me, you know, not only Jim Dre, who's been a guy that was in the league, you know, built his way in through special teams and a really, really good blocker on tape when you watch him. So I was able to pick up some things there and technique-wise, and that through Ryan as well, Ryan Griffin. And then, you know, these one-on-one drills have been great for me, just working press and things like that and getting feedback from Luke and Tim Zetz. Those two guys have been really helpful with me with my releases. You know, it's been nice, like, not to – they don't necessarily coach on the end result, like, oh, did I catch the ball at the end of it? But, like, how was my release? So we break it down and things like that. What did I do at the top of the route? So really just breaking down how I go about a route and my route progression and things like that. So, yeah, they've opened my eyes to things, and, you know, I've been really putting the work in practice, and I think it's been going well so far.
He said, Getsy had said that you have a lot of cool tools that you're still trying to use and to maximize. Do you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we got a lot of practice here, and, like, I get a lot of opportunities to try out these different tools, and that's really exciting. So I'm not afraid to go out and try stuff. It may not work all the time, and that's all right, but, like, I'm okay, like, failing here or there just to see how it works, and in the end, it's only going to get me better.
Is there any examples of stuff that you've tried? And
yeah, I think just, like, different, you know, these past couple of days, different types of releases at the line, and then, you know, trying those things. I had one that worked, one that didn't work. But, you know, it's encouraging when things work and, you know, you add it to the toolbox. And when things don't work, you know, you just chalk it up and, you know, all right, I'm not going to do that one again. But and then there's things just, you know, within the routes that we have that you can kind of play around with, you know, not always going about it the same way, you know, kind of changing it up on a linebacker versus a DB or safety, you know, how you approach it. So it's been fun, you know, day to day kind of trying these new tools and stuff. And I'm going to keep doing it, you know, from here to the start of the season.
For those of you just listening to the podcast version of Locked On Bears, the YouTube video version has the video of Cole Kmet's press conference there, and he's wearing a white sleeveless Bears muscle shirt. And you can see in his biceps especially, he looks jacked. And I think the nickname is coming here for him to be not Cole Kmet, but Swole Kmet, because he really does look like, I mean, he's always been big and muscular, right? But he just looks, I don't know if he's just a little bit more cut, as Ryan Poles has wanted guys to get a little lighter and leaner, but those arms look pretty intimidating. Some real pythons there on each end for Cole Kmet, which is great because that's going to be an important part of what he does in this Bears offense. They need him to be strong, and they need him to be maybe even stronger than he was last season, right? One of the part of the reasons that he didn't have a touchdown last season was because he wasn't able to reel in and sometimes unable to hold on to some of the balls thrown his way, particularly in the end zone and in the red zone. I think when we went through Cole Kmet a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, we went through his red zone and end zone targets. And I want to say he was 0-for-5 on end zone targets last season. That doesn't mean that he dropped all five of those. I mean, some of them were just not catchable targets, but still there were too many times last season when Kmet wasn't able to fully hold on to what might have been a difficult catch, but still one that you would like your big, strong, athletic tight end to hold on to. I believe last season he was credited, or I guess blamed in Pro Football Focus, for 5 drops, which was like a 7.7% drop percentage, which was, you know, up there on the higher end of the spectrum. Not terrible by any means, but a little higher than you would want for a guy to be your security blanket for Justin Fields in this offense. But that's going to be such a critical role for him is, yes, the balls do need to be perhaps at times a little bit more accurate, a little bit more catchable, and less contested, right? He needs to be more open also in that process, but he needs to be able to use the, you know, tough physical catches when they need them. Because if, you know, if the Bears wide receivers, for example, are injured like they are right now, and maybe you're limited outside of Darnell Mooney, I mean, that's kind of what the story became last season, right? It was a shell of Allen Robinson. So Cole Kmet was your number two receiver in terms of production in the season. Of course, Mooney was the clear one, but then it was Kmet, Allen Robinson, and heaven forbid, Demir Bird, Marquise Goodwin, which points out also, just on a side note, a lack of David Montgomery being sixth in receiving yards on your team behind Demir Bird and Marquise Goodwin. Certainly some opportunities for him to get more receiving yards and bigger role in this offense. But I think that speaks to where this importance is going to be in this Bears system and what they need the tight end to be over the intermediate and deep areas of the field in combination with the play action and the running game. We'll kind of get into some of the different parts of what the Bears want to do for Justin Fields and why Cole Kmet is so critical to that, and especially where they'll be lacking if Kmet can't fill that role for whatever reason. Next on Locked On Bears. Many of us have been in a spot in our lives before where maybe you're a little short on cash. I mean, you feel like you're living a little paycheck to paycheck just for a little while. Maybe some unexpected expenses come up, or you know, you want to fill your gas tank, but you can't quite afford to fill it up all the way. There's no shame in that. You know, so many of us have been in that position. But hey, our friends from Dave are here to help if you find yourself in a similar spot. Dave is a banking app that can help you get up to $500 cash instantly with their program called Extra Cash. That's more money to fill your gas tank, buy a wedding gift, catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out, but without any hangups. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with Extra Cash. So if you're in a pinch and need a little extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an Extra Cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. I really think the tight end, and specifically the number one tight end in this Bears offense, is going to be very critical for Justin Fields. Think about what the Bears want to do offensively. What they keep talking about with their identity is, of course, the outside zone running game, and really being as much of a run-first team as possible, establishing the ground game, getting better down and distance situations for Cole Kmet, and then being able to run play action off of that, and also being able to move the pocket and get Justin Fields' legs involved, both in the running game and the passing game. And I really think having an effective all-around player at tight end is so critical to the success of doing that in that scheme, because it's really the versatile player that the defense has to account for in so many different ways at the same time. So, like, of course, you need Cole Kmet to be good run blocking, to help spring the running game a little bit, and to make defenses respect that tight end being on the field, meaning, hey, we need to get another player in the box because that tight end's a real blocker who can get his hands on our linebacker and take that linebacker out of the play, or double team the defensive end with the offensive tackle and then help one of them work to the second level, right? Sort of be the opposite of setting the edge, be the one who keeps the defense from setting the edge to try and help that running back get to the edge. Or if you're on the backside, create a backside cutback lane for the running back. If the edge is set, he needs to work his way back across the middle of the field. So pretty obvious, you know, tight end is important in run blocking in a lot of that. But then, of course, if there's offensive line struggles, you'll want the tight end to be effective in pass protection. You don't want him to be like a sixth offensive lineman, though, where when he's in the game, you don't have to worry about him as a receiving threat. You can say, oh, you know, like when the Bears would just do that with Eben Britton and other offensive linemen in the past, where it's like, oh, well, he's not really a threat as a pass catcher. He needs to be a pass catcher and a blocker, but he also needs to be a good enough blocker that he can actually help the offensive tackles. And all of these things are things that we can use to describe Cole Kmet. I'm not saying he isn't these things. I'm just saying that the tight end one in this offense needs to be able to do those things and then also be the effective receiver downfield. Because if Cole Kmet is a respected blocker in the running game or in pass protection, you know, then when they run play action, you know, the defense will believe him as a blocker and not just be waiting for him to always run out on a route, even if it's a running play. And so then the linebackers are more likely to get sucked in. Cole Kmet can get behind them a little bit more, have more separation, and be able to be that like middle of the field slash deep threat, you know, intermediate to deep threat in specifically in that middle of the field. Think about like, you know, when you have those rollout plays, and a lot of times you'll have the tight end as the deep crosser if he's going across to the same direction as the quarterback, or sometimes they'll slip underneath the coverage, or a lot of times you'll have the leak route where the whole offense is going one way and the tight end will kind of sneak behind and underneath the defenders and end up flying free way up the backside of the play away from where the quarterback is rolling. There's a lot of different ways that the tight end in this type of a scheme can be a bit of a forgotten guy or a little bit of a secret weapon. Think like the way that Robert Tonyan did a couple years ago for the Packers. He was hurt a little last year, didn't have some of the same production, but he was a, you know, 11 touchdown guy for them in 2020 and was kind of just overlooked and under the radar a little bit. And that's not to say that Cole Kmet's going to score 11 touchdowns this season, but you know, that type of role, I mean, of course it's the George Kittle role in the 49ers offense. Not that he's George Kittle specifically, but there's a lot of opportunities for tight ends here, and it opens up so much more for everyone else. When you can be that deep middle of the field threat, you know, it makes your linebackers have to stay in and your safeties have to stay a little bit tighter in towards the middle of the field, which can leave more space horizontally for your wide receivers on the outside to go deep and stretch the field. So essentially, like, you're stretching the field horizontally by having a middle of the field threat. And then you also want Cole Kmet to be able to stretch the field vertically in the middle of the field to make those linebackers have to step farther and farther back away from the line of scrimmage and either follow Kmet and try and take that away and leave a bunch of space in front of them, or, you know, make the safeties have to step up and play closer to Kmet. That there's so much value to having that ability there, especially because, like, you know, like so often last season in the Matt Nagy offense, Kmet and other players, they're underneath check down options, right? It's the crow route. It's the little, you know, 5 yard to turn around and stand in the middle of the field was what a guy like Kmet was doing so often. But like running backs can do that, right? If Cole Kmet can get 15, 20 yards downfield and take the linebacker's attention there, you can have David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, whoever, sneak out of the backfield and be that check down underneath and not have to rely on the tight end to always be that check down there. Or, you know, certainly if you need somebody in pass protection, then the tight end can do a little bit more and be a bigger part of your offense. And if he's respected then also as a blocker, you know, you can come out in maybe a heavier type of personnel with two tight ends and a fullback, but line up Cole Kmet at wide receiver and maybe put a running back at wide receiver and make the offense have heavier personnel in there to defend tight ends and the running backs and the fullbacks, but then spread them out and pass and get more favorable matchups in coverage. There's a lot you can do when you have a number one tight end who's a good blocker and a threat as a receiver. And like, most importantly, if this Bears wide receiving core is going to be underwhelming, which we'll see, but it's one of the fears, right? Outside of Darnell Mooney, if the other guys, for whatever reason, aren't able to consistently separate enough, you're going to need Cole Kmet to be that security blanket that, hey, if no one's open, can he still catch it? You know, Darnell Mooney double teamed on one side and Pringle or whoever's covered on the other side, and there's a linebacker on Cole Kmet, but you know he's your 6'5", 250-pound tight end that if you have to throw it to one of your guys in the field, you're going to throw it to your biggest, strongest guy who might be covered. You know, can he win those tough, contested catches when a lot of your other receivers are more vertical speed type guys and less big-bodied, physical catch type players? That's where Cole Kmet, at a baseline, absolutely needs to be a reliable emergency security blanket option for Justin Fields, with the potential of being bigger downfield type of playmaker over the middle of field in the same ways we've seen at training camp practices so far. There's a big step between doing it at a practice in August against your teammates to doing it in week 1, week 4, week 18 against a real opponent that has had time to study your film and the new tools that you're working out there. But I think it's an encouraging start for Kmet, Swole Kmet, as we're going to start calling him now with those big arms. And I think there's a lot of reason to be excited about the kind of role he can have in this offense this season. You can be sure we'll keep close tabs on his development all throughout the year right here on the Locked On Bears podcast. So make sure you hit that subscribe button to keep up with all of our daily, in-depth Chicago Bears news and analysis. Thanks for making the Locked On Bears podcast your first listen today. If you're looking for your second listen, How about Locked On Fantasy Football here on the Locked On Podcast Network? Find the intellectual fantasy expert Vinny Iyer, who brings over 20 years of NFL and fantasy football expertise and a unique angle to give you the moves no one else has. Get ready for your fantasy draft or your upcoming fantasy football season with Locked On Fantasy Football. We'll keep the training camp updates coming, and as a result, we'll keep giving you more and more opportunities to bear down.